Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week and our first of the new year. I'm Frankenberry here on 100.7 WHUD, and this week I'm talking to senior track and field star at Ursuline School, and we're talking to Priscilla Negrete. Hi, Priscilla. How are you?
Hi. Thank you for having me.
And also we've got Coach Chris Scarella. Hi, Coach.
Hello there. Thanks for having us.
Oh, hey, this is well deserved. As I'm looking down the nomination sheet at all your accolades there, Priscilla. So nicely done.
Thank you.
Now, all right. So one of the things I noted on the nomination letter is that you closed out the year on a very high note at the CHSAA Invitational in Staten Island. You took the weight throw at 45.5, which is a new school record for you. And you broke your Honduran under 18 national record, and you won the shot put while you were at it as well. So how did that feel to end the year on such a high note?
It was a long year, you know, coming back from injuries, and it was just a whole turnaround, and it just felt amazing. My mom was there. So just after I threw, I saw how far it went, and then my mom was out in the stands because she was trying to get a video, and then I ran out of the circle and went and ran over to her, and it was just a feeling that, you know, working so hard to get something and then it finally coming together.
Oh, that's fantastic. And especially with, like you said, coming off of injuries, because that's, you know, even extra work to try to get to that particular point. And I'm sure mom was on top of the world. Now, and also with you setting the school record, you know, as I was reading a little bit further down, that's you breaking your own school record, correct?
Yes.
Yes, because I guess you threw it an extra couple of feet this time around.
Yes.
Ah, very nicely done. So, all right, at the moment right now, you're presently, you're ranked number 2 in New York State in the weight throw, and also number 8 in the country. Now, that's just cool to say that you're in the top 10 in the entire United States. And also, in the shot put, you're number 5 in New York State, and you haven't lost to anyone in Westchester County this season. So I'm sure they've all got you, you know, circled on a calendar, you know, for for when they're going to meet Priscilla. All right, let's see if we can beat her this time around. And you did a great job in the kickoff meet for Section 1 early in December. And for a couple of other, you know, your accomplishments here, you've got dual American and Honduran citizenship. And last spring, you broke the under 18 national record in the discus. And you were also Yes. able to train in their Olympic stadium. What was that like?
Being from Honduras, you know, a lot of people don't know where Honduras is. It's a small country in Central America. My mom is from there. So I have a lot of family over there. Every summer we go and visit, and the whole competing for Honduras then didn't come up until about a year or two ago. So this summer when we went, we spoke to the coordinator, and he was just like, oh yeah, you guys could come in. So my brother and I went, and we were able to train there, meet our teammates now. And it was just like surreal, because like growing up, everybody wants to be the best. And, you know, there's a lot of people in these countries that don't have the same opportunities that we do. And just seeing them and seeing their worth ethic and seeing the way that they train and then going and being a part of that makes you want to come back here and like show that to everybody else and show them the opportunities that other people don't have, but we do here. So it was just everything again, coming together.
Oh, that's great. And I'm sure that was, excuse me, probably even a little humbling as well.
Yes.
Yeah. And for some of the other, for some of your other achievements, all county first team indoor season 2019, 20, outdoor 2021, indoor 2021, coaches in Section 1 athletics did the voting there. You've won the winter track MVP 3 times. You won the Westchester County discus, javelin, and shot put championship in the spring, and took 3rd in the hammer throw. So my question of you is, when did you get started with all these throw events with the track and field?
So I have an older brother. He's 3 years older than me. So he started track when he was 6 years old. And, you know, it was a little sister that always wanted to see what he was doing. And I went to practice with him one time. And at that point, he was just running. So he started running. And then I kept on asking my mom, dad, can you take me to practice? So I started out as a runner. So I've been doing track since I was about 2 years old. So I started out as a runner, and then when I was 6, I picked up a shot put for the first time. And then I went through all the track and field events And then when I got older, I realized that I wanted to be a thrower. And then in high school, I started the weight and the hammer, but everything else I had been doing for a while now.
All right. And obviously you've been doing it very well. Now you've also been part of the Junior Olympic Championships Nationals, and you've won a couple of track and field medals there. I'm assuming those medals were in the throw. What kind of medals were they?
The first one was in the javelin. I think I was 11 years old. And then the second one was in the shot put. I was 14 at that time.
Okay. And now get me on page here. So you do track and field across the board, right? Outdoor and indoor. So yes. what are the timelines for them? What are the seasons for you?
So when I came to Ursuline, I wanted to be a part of a team right off the bat, so to meet people and stuff. So I started cross country my first year with Mr. Mitchell. And then so throughout high school, we eliminated cross country competing. I would still go to like the practices, but so I start end of August, and then I go the full year till June. And then once it gets to June, I go back to my club team, which I've been on since I was younger.
Okay.
And then I'll compete with them through the end of July.
All right. And Coach Scarella, let me ask you now, before we started recording here, you had mentioned to me that basically you've been part of Priscilla's life here when it comes to coaching, for quite some time, since ninth grade, I think you said. What's it been like to see the progression of where she started, in ninth grade to where she is now?
Well, I think there's a different kind of dynamic. Usually a thrower comes into high school not knowing how to throw a shot put or even what a shot put is. So Priscilla came in having known this since sixth grade. So it was a different type of dynamic. But what I've seen from her throughout her entire high school career is just the commitment to be better, or at least be there every single day, whether it's, you know, in late hours, or she needs to work out afterwards. She always wants to try to get better, which is a good quality, great quality for her character. She kind of brings that quality to every part of her life. And it just, you know, I'm very, very proud of her just about what she's done in her 4 years that I've been with her. But throughout her entire life, it's just amazing.
And obviously, what she has done so far, she has done very, very well. Mm-hmm. You know, I will say kudos to you and Coach Mitchell for giving an assist there to Priscilla as well. Mm-hmm. So Priscilla, on the other side, what has it been like to work under these coaches?
Since my freshman year, I had been with the same coach since, like I said, I was two. So it was very different. I was nervous because, you know, I was changing my world. I had been with this coach who's now like family to me for the last 11 years. So coming in, I was a little bit nervous. And then my first practice, I remember this, I came in with a different technique. And then Coach Scarella told me that we were changing the whole technique. So I wasn't really too open to it, and I will admit that. But that was just the kind of coach that Coach Scarella was. He always wanted me to get better, even if I didn't agree with it at that moment. So I was just so grateful that Coach Scarella and Mr. Mitchell have always given me the opportunities to be better. That came into me lifting more, to training more, having different drills to do. So it's just been nice to have these coaches and just knowing that there's somebody there supporting you all the time.
And being able to realize for yourself that you're open-minded enough to, you know, step away from that initial stubbornness, you know, when it comes to, you know, being presented with something new. I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with Ursuline School's Priscilla Negrete. So, Priscilla, when it comes to this award, it's not just the athletic accomplishments. It's also the academic ones, and I see you're doing pretty good there. You got a 3.7 GPA. It's all college prep classes. Now, in your coursework, what is it that really strikes your fancy? What is it that you look forward to going to class for?
My mom's a teacher. So since I was younger, I learned how to read very young. I was always an independent worker. I didn't like anybody helping with my homework. So when just having that, you know, my mom's a teacher, I always have to have the good grades. And it's not really pressure. It's more just knowing that you can't get anywhere without your academics. Athletics could leave at any second, but right. the knowledge that you get, that you carry that for the rest of your life. So coming to school, and then I am a big computer science fan. Okay. So just being able to like learn in such a prestigious institution like Ursulin, it's just been a blessing.
Now, are there any classes that kind of surprised you? You know, that you didn't know, that you didn't know what to expect. You suddenly said, wow, this is cool.
Yes, actually this year. So at Ursulin, we have to take an art course. And so this year I signed up for computer graphic design, which you make your own designs. You make stickers, you make water bottles, you create your own stationery package. So I found that really cool that I got to design, like use your imagination kind of thing. So okay. my imagination to just bring anything that I wanted to life. I found that so like liberating, and I like to write. So I would incorporate that into like my designs. So whatever I was feeling, I would write it down. And then I just look for colors and shapes and stuff that could match that into a logo.
Oh, that's fantastic. And like you said, being able to write something to go along with it makes it even better. I also note that, you are also a peer leader at Ursulin now. And you know, I'm assuming that's assisting the younger students to help them get acclimated.
So here at Ursulin, peer leadership, that's mostly juniors do that. That's to help the freshmen. But since Ursulin is a 6th grade to 12th grade school, they have a peer mediator program. So senior year, you could be a peer mediator, which I did to switch this year. And that's to assist the middle schoolers, you know, the changes that everybody goes through in middle school, especially being in a school like this where you see older people all the time around you.
Well, how does that feel to know that you're assisting those younger students and that they look up to you and they look to you for that kind of leadership and that assistance?
I find it amazing. I'll be walking through the hallway sometimes and a girl will stop me and she'll be like, Priscilla, I saw how you did this weekend. Congratulations. And it's just so like, it makes you feel better about yourself. But at the same time, you have to give back. And I like that because when I was in middle school, I would have loved to have somebody like that, that was older than me and went through this at the same school. So I like the program that I work for here at Ursulin.
And it's nice too. At least, you know, now that, you know, some of the students that you're assisting now, they are getting this experience. So now they will be able to in turn, you know, turn it around even better.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. And now you also, let's see, you volunteer at your grade school. What do you do there?
That's a school that my mom works at. I went there since the 3rd grade. So they have a computer lab. And like I said earlier, I love computer science. So when I go, I'll go to the classrooms. And a lot of these kids know me because my mom works there. But other than that, I'll sit with the teachers who were also my teachers at one point, which is kind of nice to see how like every kid has this like very unique experience with their teacher. And it's so nice to be a part of that. And then when I go back, I just see it happening all over again. Somebody's dream is about to come true. Somebody's plan is about to start.
And I'm sure the teachers love seeing you because, I mean, for a teacher, that is the greatest reward, you know, is to seeing where somebody has gotten to. And obviously you've gotten to a very good place and you've worked very hard. So I'm sure that makes them all very proud.
Yes. Yeah.
And dealing with a bunch of kindergarten kids and computer science, I'm sure that's got to be some fun too, huh?
Yeah, I went back, I think 3 weeks ago, and they got these new sets to play with. It's a little cute mouse, and they have to like create the road for it to move. And it was so cute watching them all like want to play with it and taking turns and figuring out the patterns.
Oh, the figuring out part is the best. And I see that you're a member of the National Honor Society, also the National English Honor Society, and the treasurer of the Spanish Club. Is that correct?
Yes.
And well, we already talked about the peer mediator and how you changed over. And I also see that you help at the weekly food drives where you collect, you pack, you distribute food to your local food pantry. And another thing that I imagine has got to be pretty rewarding.
Yes. So this year, I haven't been able to actually go to the pantry and sort out the food. But when we're here on, it's normally Saturdays, so I'll do that in the preseason because once meat starts, I can't really come as much. But we collect a whole bunch of food and take it over to Hope Soup Kitchen, which is a pantry near here. And it's nice because, like I said, going to Honduras, I see the struggle that people have, and just being able to help out. And it just gives you that satisfaction that you made a difference in somebody's life.
Right. And going to Honduras gives you that perspective. So, you know, that's makes it even more rewarding. So with everything you've got going on, what do you do for a little downtime? Is there you have any hobbies? You have anything in particular that helps you de-stress a little bit?
Yes, I love to write. I actually send over Coach Skrella a lot of my writings because having a clear brain obviously makes me throw better.
Oh, so, there you go.
So when I get home or after my homework, I'll just write and write and write, and it just comes so naturally. And, you know, I find a lot about myself in those writings, like what I like at the time, things that make me happy. Other than that, I love spending time with my family. We watch movies sometimes and cooking with my mom. I'm not the greatest like cook, but I do like spending time with my mom. She's a great cook. And I play with my puppy a lot.
Well, there you go. Hey, who doesn't like playing with a puppy for a little downtime, huh? Yeah. Well, you know what? I can certainly relate to you when it comes to the writing, because that is the one thing that saves my sanity. So I understand. Now, Coach, before we close up shop here, any final thoughts here for Priscilla?
I'm just really happy that she's gotten this honor. It's something that, you know, we look to if our athletes are high achieving academically and athletically, that they get just to get some recognition. And it's just a testament to who she is as an athlete, as a student, but also as a person. So I'm just really, really happy for her and her family.
All right. Well, listen, Priscilla, it was very nice talking to you. Nice talking to you, Coach, as well. And Priscilla, I will say, just keep writing. keep writing and keep throwing. All right. All right. For Ursuline Schools, Priscilla Negrete, you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry, and please join us again next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.